877. Join MPP.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Tuesday morning. As we are well underway on this show, back on the airwaves for the first time in a couple of weeks. But as I like to put it, it's go time. You know, it's been go time for me for a little while now, but now really kicking everything into gear, in case if you haven't heard. I know I've had a lot that's been going on, but in a good way. Some good news I want to share with the radio audience, in case if you didn't know or haven't heard or don't follow me on social media. Basically, I am the newest podcast host for Believe Network. It's pronounced like Believe, but it's spelled B-L-E-A-V Network. It is called Boston Betting. Believe in Boston Betting is what it's called. It's available on iHeartRadio as well as all major podcast platforms as well. It's also posted on my YouTube page, Shukri Writes. That's where you could also go watch it and check it out as well. My last guest was Joe Murray of NBC Sports Boston and 98.5 The Sports Hub, as he was on the podcast last week. So go check that out. It is there. It is a new chapter, a new beginning as I dive into the world of sports betting. I'm not a gambler myself, but the way that the sports media industry is going, especially the way that these networks are now integrating betting and gambling into the industry, I thought that it would be an opportune time to learn more about it, to get into it, and to kind of like flex my knowledge a little bit in terms of what I need to know, what I'm learning in terms of the language and all of that fun stuff. So check it out, subscribe, rate it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Check it out. You know, I figured that I would spend these next several minutes talking about one of my great personal annoyances in sports, and that is proposing to your significant other at sporting events, specifically the ones that just goes wrong and the whole world sees, because now in the age of social media, people got their camera phones, whether they're recording you from up close or from a distance. Everybody sees it now. And the reason why I find such annoyance in that is because, listen, proposals are meant to be special. Proposals are meant to be amazing, unforgettable. And as a sports fan, I hope that my future wife is out there, also a diehard sports fan, who would never be down for the idea of me proposing at a sporting event. Me personally? Nah, absolutely not. If anything else, propose somewhere more intimate. Let's say you're in Boston, since that is my locale. You're in Boston. You want to propose in the middle of public garden. Fine. Have at it. Let's say this was 3 years ago and you wanted to go to the top of the Pru, to the Skywalk Observatory. You want to propose there? Have at it. What more can you ask for than to propose on top of one of the tallest skyscrapers in Boston with a view that is truly breathtaking? I have been up there on a numerous of occasions and I absolutely love it. Speaking of which, anybody can tell me whether they've reopened or if they're ever going to reopen again? Because I know they've been doing renovations up there for the last couple of years. But I haven't seen anything anywhere, whether if they have reopened or if they have any plans on reopening ever again. But if you have the answer to that, please give me a call at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call. As a reminder, again, I am remote this week, so I do not have access to the phone lines. Otherwise, I would tell you, listen, call. I'm in studio. I can answer. But point is, I saw this video on Twitter just a few days ago where I can't remember which game it was, but it was on, it's on Twitter. Basically, the guy gets on his knee. He's shirtless, by the way. And he proposes to his girlfriend. Now, there are some people that will say, oh, that's staged. I don't know if it is or isn't, but that's not the point. So basically what went down was he gets down on one knee. He's shirtless. The girl ain't feeling it. And she literally runs up the stairs to Lord knows where. And that was the end of that. So when I saw the video, my thoughts were, first and foremost, my guy, I get that you both love sports and that's a wonderful thing. Because trust me, having been in a relationship in which that I'm the sports fan and the other one wasn't, it's not pleasant. It's just not. Like, no knock against the individual, but it's just not pleasant where, for those, and everyone that knows me knows that sports is life. That's just me. But anyway. So, if you were to tell me that, well, I'm planning to propose to my girlfriend tomorrow, and I ask where, and you tell me, oh, I want to ask her at the Celtics game. Please don't. Do better. Gentlemen, do better than that. You can do better than that. Like, it was cute once upon a time. But now, I flat out think that it should be a lot more special, intimate, you know, in an intimate setting. And yes, and I'm speaking as a diehard sports fan. Abso-freaking-lutely. But don't put your, what you hope would be your soon-to-be fiancé on the spot with the whole damn world and the cameras in the arena facing her, you know, like, hey, I'm going to ask you to be my wife, and you have to say yes because the cameras are facing you. Like, no, like, I'm not with that. Absolutely not. Like, how did that even become a thing? Like, honestly, this is why this has become one of my great annoyances in sports, is because I feel like sports fans have become such carbon copies of ideas in which that proposing to your significant other at a sporting event, it's become so overplayed. Especially if you get rejected, it's painful. You just got rejected in front of 17 to 21,000 people having to potentially watch it. And many more, I'm pretty sure, if that video goes viral on social media, having seen your heart get shattered into pieces. So no, I'm absolutely not for the idea of your future fiance, whether it be male or female or whatever they identify as, getting on one knee, say, hey, I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you at a sporting event. I'm willing to give you 50,000 plus better ideas than that. Like, let's just level up, not level down. Like, you're around a lot of folks who are drunk or intoxicated and may not be in the most coherent of minds. So you really want to ruin that beautiful moment by having some sloppy Bob spilled beer down your shirt or down your partner because they couldn't just walk in a straight line and make a straight beeline to a bathroom or something? No. Not me. Not now. Not ever. No. I am still for the idea of making it happen in a scenic environment. And I'm a big fan of sports arenas in itself, but what exactly is so magical about proposing inside of a sports arena? Now, I know some of you are going to like, whoa, wait a minute. There are some arenas that are absolutely unique that goes beyond sports where you can make an exception to. Fine. There's only a handful, but even then, does it have to surround sports? Does it have to be at a game? I don't think it does. If anything else, do it. Let's say you want to go hiking somewhere. Let's say you want to go hiking on the Appalachian Trail somewhere and you decide to do it there. More power to you. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm all with it. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. But let's say I meet my future fiance. She's here in Boston. My future wife. She's also a diehard sports fan. She doesn't have to be all Boston sports, but she's equally as big of a sports fan as I am. And she had made it very clear that she wants to marry me. And I intend to propose to her. I'm not asking her out. Or I'm not asking her to marry me at a Bruins game. No. Hell no. I would rather do it on top of the Prue instead. Like, I wanted to be memorable. I wanted to be special. Heck, if I really want to up the ante, do it somewhere on the Cape. Do it on one of the beautiful beaches of the Cape. Well, it depends on the type of year that you propose. I mean, I don't mind. Restaurants, absolutely, I don't mind. But come on. Sporting events? And then if you're the guy or the girl, you got to go through that rejection in front of tens of thousands of people, I don't think you can ever truly live that down. I sure as hell want to be able to. I mean, no way. It's like you happen to drop a glass and you're left behind to pick up the pieces or sweep it into some sort of dustpan, and that glass happens to be your heart, only to never be able to repair it the way that it was once was whole before. Ay, ay, ay. Just the thought of that alone makes me cringe. And I'm pretty sure all of you would understand for very good reason. Oh, man. Speaking of cringe, I got some grievance to air with Major League Baseball. I really do. Because there was something that was handled so poorly that it's worth and warranted a conversation to be had. I want to tell you exactly what that is. Coming up next on the other side of the break, you're listening to the Sugar Right Show at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medical Touch Recording.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. As we are rapidly approaching, it's almost 9:20, but not 9:20 yet, about 9:19 on this Tuesday morning across the greater Boston area. Hope all of you are, you know, staying safe out there as you are out on the roads, or maybe you're getting your morning run in or whatever your morning routine is. Either way, hope all of you are having a great start to your Wednesday, and I want to thank you for tuning into the Shukri Wright Show to make it part of your morning as always. I'm remote this week, so you can call into the show, but it will go to voicemail and it will be forwarded to me. And on the next show, I will respond to it accordingly. So if you want to call into the show, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show to get your thoughts off and speak to me. Or if you want to air your grievance with me or on a particular take that I brought up during the show and whatnot, by all means, do it. I encourage you. So I teased towards the end of the last segment that I had a grievance to file against Major League Baseball. And I do, and a pretty big one at that. See, I haven't had a grievance this big since the lockout, which was back in the spring, and which caused Major League Baseball to have delayed its opening day by a few weeks. And this grievance in particular is something that I really do feel bad for fans who have to go through it, especially come the postseason. And I'm talking about last night's Game 5 of the American League Division Series being postponed due to rain. My issue wasn't the fact that it was postponed. I have two major problems with this, and I'm going to get into it in full detail. The first problem, the schedule format. Now, I am very much aware that the schedule was made for the division series with potential rainouts in mind. That's not lost on me. I understand that just as well as any other baseball fan that is out there. But my problem is this. You had game one scheduled, and then you had an off day, and then game two, which, again, understandable considering the potential off day. However, and I mean this sincerely, however, what baseball had always done since before this year, they'll have games one and games two back to back, and then you'll have the off day, which is usually the travel day before you head to game three in the visitor's city. That's what you would do. But for some reason this year, Major League Baseball said, we're just going to schedule the off day between games one and game two. And then you still have the off day, the travel off day, to get to the visiting city for game three. Now, last night, Major League Baseball announced that Game 5 of the American League Division Series was going to be in a delay. But they were pretty high and hopeful that the game would be played. I mean, at 7 o'clock last night, no one was predicting that the game was going to end up being washed out, which turned out to be the case. But however, what aggravated me more than anything else is the realization that fans have been in that ballpark for a good 2 hours and 45 minutes only to find out through communications that Game 5 had been postponed. Here's the second grievance that I have with Major League Baseball. Why the hell did you not say anything sooner? Why risk it? I mean, this is the same league that foresaw the inclement weather ahead of the original date for game two of the series. But in this case, they opened the gates at Yankee Stadium, allowed the fans to go through the gates, preparing for what they had hoped was going to be an eventful night of baseball at Yankee Stadium only to be told that, oh, by the way, this game is postponed. Now, yes, I am aware that Game 5 has been rescheduled for later today at 4:07 p.m. Eastern. That's not lost on me. But I just hope that baseball recognizes and realizes how much of a problem this is for fans who may not be able to make it for Game 5. This was maybe potentially for a couple or an individual or a friend of ours, that this is the best chance that they have. And due to poor communication between, I guess, the chief meteorologist or Major League Baseball official or whoever is responsible, thinking that everything was going to be a kumbaya okay. No, it's not okay. Like, you could have planned for this so much more better. I'm not saying that you could prepare or plan for any sort of rain ahead of time, like 100% all the time, because that's not always the case. I'm going to exercise a bit of fairness here. That's not always the case. But the truth is, the fans who are now stuck and basically are not going to be able to go to Game 5 today, I feel for them. I feel for you. Because this is the postseason. This isn't a regular season game. Regular season, you're like, ho-hum, all right, whatever. You can always make it up on an off day later in the season. Not a big deal. But the postseason, yeah, it's a big deal. Because guess what happens now? Whether the Yankees or the Indians win, there is no off day. They have to travel to Houston nearly immediately after and get ready for game one of the ALCS, which is scheduled for tomorrow on Wednesday. That's something for the life of me that I can't wrap my mind around. I just can't. And think about the people who spent, who knows, hundreds, and in some cases, thousands of dollars, may not be able to get a refund. I mean, maybe they are, but again, who knows? Who knows? I'm thinking along the lines of baseball and the optics. It's just poor optics all the way through and through. And baseball's got to do a damn better job of this, because this is not going to be the last time that a team that plays in the Northeast has inclement weather in October. Like, have a better idea ahead of time and make concise decisions accordingly. That's why I, as a baseball fan, was pretty irate staying up late, hoping that this game would end up being played. Meanwhile, you had everybody, well, not everybody, but a good large amount of the people on social media, you know, twiddling their thumbs, scrolling up and down Twitter, wondering if this game was going to be even be played at all. But frankly, I look outside my window and I'm saying to myself, I know the weather here in Boston is not always the weather in New York, but up and down the Northeast Corridor, it was raining last night. Either that or a little bit of light drizzle, but whatever. But I knew, and I said it on Twitter, I don't think they're going to get this game in. There's no way in hell. And I was right. I was absolutely right. But man, Major League Baseball's got to do a better job in terms of communicating. Like, if the game, like when the game should be postponed, and actually making that decision ahead of time instead of waiting 2 hours and 45 minutes after the fact. That's the part I don't like at all. Because I'm sure that tens of thousands of fans at Yankee Stadium were asking each other, is this game going to get played? Is this game going to get played? Or what's the latest? Not really knowing or having the information readily available to them except via Twitter. But not everybody's on Twitter. I mean, it's just an atrocious showing of planning on the part of Major League Baseball here. And I'm sorry, but they got to do a lot better than that. A lot better than that. Because I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. And if you were to sit here and tell me that you couldn't have played games one and games two back to back, and then you have the off day, the travel day between game two and three, then I'm sorry that I got a farm to sell you. Because that could have easily have been the case. Easily. But man, you wonder now. Who does this benefit? Does it benefit the Yankees or does it benefit the Guardians? That's really the next question. And I think it's an important one. I think it benefits the Yankees by a hair, but not by much, though. It benefits the Yankees because it gives Aaron Judge a night off to figure out why he's been slumping as bad as he's been slumping during his postseason so far. Because I think it's a very fair question to ask. And it's a very fair thing to bring up. It's not crazy. But only time will tell whether if that off night will pay off for him and the Yankees in Game 5 later today. If you got any thoughts on the disgraceful handling of Major League Baseball's rainout of Game 5 last night, you can call in to the show or leave a voice message. 855-915-9636. Because I am annoyed. I'm annoyed after the fact. But you know what? It's all good. Because at least today, we have two postseason games to watch for. Game 5 of the ALDS. And then Game 1 of the NLCS between the Phillies and the Padres. That's the bonus. I guess more bonus baseball after all, right? You got to find the silver lining in everything sometimes. I get that. That is very true. No argument here. But I think I'm owed the right to be able to complain and moan and groan over the mere fact of how Major League Baseball decided that how they were going to handle the rainout last night. Because I do think that does warrant legitimate criticism. It's shameful. It's pathetic. And frankly, baseball's got to do better than that by its fans and as well as by the very people who helps the league make the money that it makes. And that's where we are. And just real quick, just before I wrap up this segment, I just want to remind all of you that you can follow me on social media. Follow me on Twitter at Shukri Writes, at SHUKRIWRIGHTS. Follow me on Instagram at SWRITESRadio_. I'll spell it all out for you. SWRIGHTSRADIO_. That's how you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok, same handle as Twitter at Shukri Writes. That is how you can follow me on social media as well. Now, with all that being said, I also wanted to remind all of you, for those that may have been just tuning in this morning for the first time, that I do have a brand new podcast now called Believe in Boston Betting with yours truly, Shukri Writes. It's available on iHeartRadio and wherever you get your podcasts. So check that out. Subscribe, rate, you name it, everything. And as well as watch the podcast on YouTube, on my YouTube channel at Shukri Writes, SHUKRIWRIGHTS. And as well as, you know, check out the new Believe in Boston Betting podcast on Believe Network. It's available on iHeartRadio and across all major podcast platforms as well. Bruins win last night. I want to give you some thoughts on that. Plus, a big night ahead for the Boston Celtics as opening night of the 2022-2023 NBA season is officially here. That and my thoughts on it coming up on the other side of the break. Right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Memphis.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end, that we have to create a system that's fair, reliable, and just. There are thousands of innocent people in our jails and prisons. It's time for change. We still live in a country where there is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. It created laws that legally segregated Black people, marginalized them, deprived them of basic opportunities. We're not free in this country. We're burdened by a long history of slavery. We developed a narrative that Black people aren't as good as white people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us. There's something that feels more like equality, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
Wait, did they just say 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes? That's 33.33333% of adults. That means it could be me, my boss, or my boss's boss, or me, my favorite sister, or my other sister. That's 7 members of my 21-person romantic book club. Wait, the 1 in 3 could be me, my karaoke partner Carol, or my karaoke enemy Jeff. I'm gonna take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch-free from radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Thank you to all of you who have listened to the program this morning, as I sincerely appreciate you always. And with the last, let's say, roughly 18 minutes left in the program, as it is now 9:40 a.m., no, many of you are either just pulling into work or listening to the stream on TuneIn or wherever else, however else you may be listening to the program. You're probably wondering if I, yours truly, may have forgotten about the Bruins and the Celtics, who have the home opener tonight. I have not forgotten about either one of the teams. Bruins last night, I thought they really looked impressive, although there were times where I wanted to pull my beard off my face, albeit that really would be painful. But by a large part, you got to get credit where it's due. I was really critical of Jake DeBrus last season. Last night, on his birthday, no less, 2 goals. And he was just all over the ice. He made his presence like felt, and it was truly a beautiful thing to see. And I just think that When you begin to think about what Jake DeBrus can bring when he is really locked in and engaged, we all know like the fact that he is a very fast skater. Arguably, you could say, that he is the fastest skater that the Bruins have. But then his ability to finish and to be able to put the puck in the back of the net is also something that has a lot of potential. Like, he's always been a streaky player. I mean, that's a fact. But what I also do realize with DeBrusk is perhaps this new coach, you may finally be able to unlock something within DeBrusk that allows him to become that offensive, that consistent offensive player that he had yet become during his NHL career. Yes, I'm aware that his career high in goals is 27, but the truth is, even when he's had near 30-goal seasons, like the season he scored 27 goals, he's never been hot over a long stretch of time. And that's just something that we hope that DeBrus can find that consistency just to be a force on that top line, especially when Marchand comes back. But right now, you got to like what you've seen from DeBrus in terms of the energy, the effort that he's been giving in and night out, 3 games into the regular season. And I do believe that he can be a difference maker. Now, as for last night's game against the Florida Panthers, I really liked the fact that the Bruins stepped up to the challenge. And I made a video for Twitter yesterday in which that I said, listen, this is a really good, solid test for the Boston Bruins as they are in the current early portion of the season. And we know that this is a team that going into the season that had a lot of question marks. How are they going to be able to cope with the Brad Marchand injury to start the season, given that he's not going to be available, as well as Charlie McAvoy and so forth, and how are they going to be able to weather the storm? So far, here's your answer. 3 games, 3 wins. And how could you not be pleased with what you've seen? I am. I'm very pleased. I'm very pleasantly surprised based on what I have seen so far from the Bruins. I mean, maybe, and just maybe, it's just 3 games in. But how could you not be impressed with the impact that Jim Montgomery has had on this team so far? There are things that the Bruins have to work on, absolutely. Make no mistake. But this is a team that clearly is going in the right direction and showing some really good tendencies early on. And as a Bruins fan, it's very hard for me to sit here and to poke at David Pastrnak or any of the other Bees players, in which that this is a team that right now I look at and I say, this is a solid team. 3 games in, I'm not getting crazy. I'm not getting overly high, but I'm not negative on them either. This is a solid team based on what we've seen so far. And this is not even a healthy team as of yet. And that's what makes this team so dangerous, is also what's going to make them very scary, especially as you get closer and closer to the playoffs. But I want to quickly shift gears while I still have a little bit of time left here on the show. And I want to have an opportunity to talk about the Celtics, because their home opener is tonight on national TV against the Philadelphia 76ers. And as a Celtics fan, I'm genuinely excited and fired up for opening night. Let's face it, folks. The Boston Celtics, they've gone through a lot just in the last month and a half. I mean, should we have to revisit everything? No, I don't think that needs to be explained. What's understood does not need to be explained. And for a team that woke up Labor Day weekend thinking that they were going to basically coast and win the NBA title, they obviously, dealing with the news of Ime Udoka's year-long suspension, was definitely a big tipping point for this team. And now, here we are, just mere hours away from the start of the season, and based on what you've seen, it's very hard for me not to like what I've seen in terms of how this team has come together, how this team has found its identity. And I think they still obviously have a lot of growing to do in terms of who this current edition of the Boston Celtics are going to be from 2022 to 2023 season. Who and what are they going to be? That's going to be the big question. And even as I sit here this morning and I think about the Celtics, where they currently are and what they potentially can be, how are you not excited? That's really the question. If you're not excited for this Celtics team after everything that this team went through last season, and then going back to when they were in the NBA Finals and lost in six to the Golden State Warriors, how are you not excited? I'm very excited. And yeah, there are a couple of concerns in terms of, hey, like, who is going to step up and feel admirably in terms of the center position on this team, especially as Robert Williams is currently out and he will be back with the team at some point, I believe, in December. But basically December-ish, that's basically fairly, that's reasonable, I think. I think it's pretty reasonable. I would even add on just a couple more extra weeks just because you do not want to rush him back. We obviously know what the value is with Robert Williams. That's why losing him is going to be awfully painful. But it is going to be a lot of fun to watch this team throughout the entire season from beginning to the end. What type of ride will it be for the Celtics team? Who knows? But I do know this, though. I do know that this is a team, considering not having Ime Udoka, should still, in fact, win the division. Should still be a top two, a top three team in the East. Should still contend and get to the NBA Finals. All of those things. But as for whether will they, I think they will. But if there's one thing that I am concerned about in terms of whether they can continue to stay out of their own way, how they play on defense. That's the only thing I'm worried about. And that's the only thing that you should be worried about. So we're going to take a quick break. And coming up next, give you my final thoughts here on the Shuka Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Metro Tuscaloosa.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me, we are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right, which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed. They're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do. Oh, 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 tell the world I see. Oh, 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 with an emoji. Oh, 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 to stop the bullies.
Know someone who's being bullied online? Send the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more about the witness emoji at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Insta-Do. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. Then you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tuss-Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. As we got 5 minutes left in the program, figure just take this time to give you my final thoughts on this program, in which that this is a really interesting week ahead, both locally and nationally in terms of sports, but especially locally, in which Zappy Fever has encompassed all of New England. It's going to be a talking point from now to next week, Monday night's game between the Patriots and the Bears down in Foxborough, as to who will end up getting the start for the Patriots. I don't know. I think it should be Zappe. I think it's pretty clear that this is a very different team with Zappe under center. And as far as where this team will go with Zappe as quarterback, only time will tell. I mean, it is your guess and my guess, but I'm all aboard the Zappe train. I got the Zappe fever now. So, with that being said, I also want to shift gears to baseball in the postseason, because this has been quite a postseason so far overall. We saw the Dodgers get eliminated. You know, they won 111 games, and they're out of the postseason. You saw the Mets win 101 games, and they're out of the postseason already. The Atlanta Braves as well. And it just seemed like the top pieces, or should I say the top teams in baseball, have all been eliminated so far, with the lone exception being the Yankees, as of this morning, still being the lone exception because of the rainout last night. Or should I say the delayed rainout, which I spent an entire segment basically ranting about how baseball's got to do a better job in terms of communication in that regard. So with that being said, the Cleveland Guardians and the Yankees, that should be interesting. Whichever team advances to play the Astros, that's going to be a really fun matchup in the ALCS, which is going to make for some theatrical baseball, which I absolutely cannot wait for. And also, in terms of the NFL, where do the Eagles go from here? Where do the Patriots go from here? Where do the surprise teams in the NFL go from here, like the Giants, for example, and the Jets? The Jets, for the last few years, you could look at and just completely stomp over, but not the case. Not the case so far in 2022. That game down in New York against the Jets at MetLife is looking like it's going to be a pretty big one with the way that things continue to go for the Jets. So that remains to be seen. And then, of course, the Bruins, like later this week, they got a pretty good slate of matchups that's going to be fun to watch. I'll tell you what, they're in Ottawa tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, and then they're back at the Garden Thursday evening against the Anaheim Ducks, and then Saturday afternoon matinee, the first one of the 2022-2023 season, against the Minnesota Wild. And then they also got two more home games next week Tuesday, and as well as next week Thursday as well. So Bruins, you all missed hockey, right? I did. It's back. And there is going to be a lot more to talk about over the next few weeks. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it very much so, to talking about it more with you. So in case if you're not following me on social media, follow me on social media at ShukriWrites. That's at ShukriWrites. Follow me on TikTok at ShukriWrites. That's ShukriWrites. ShukriWrites. Instagram SWWritesRadio _ SWRIGHTSRADIO _. That's how you could follow me on social media and keep following me for great content. I'm gonna make sure I get back to like posting videos and so forth at a much higher frequency than I have been of late. So that is a promise to myself and a promise to you as well. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's been a blast to be back on the air with you. This is Shukri Wright signing off, and I will talk to you again hopefully later in the week, if not next week, Tuesday morning, same time, same place, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Take care. Peace.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Got a great show lined up for you today with lots of new music recently released, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you haven't heard of before, which is why